AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Barack Obama returned to the White House late last night after an historic meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro at the summit of the Americas in Panama.
As they sat in armchairs before a summit backdrop, the president declared America's ready for a fresh start.
Over time, it is possible for us to turn the page and develop a new relationship.
But both voiced caution, Castro saying there's still plenty to argue about.
We need to be patient.
En algunas cosas estaremos de acuerdo, en otras no.
Very patient. Some things we will agree on, others we will disagree.
Still, Obama told reporters the key is disagreeing while retaining a spirit of respect. Mark Smith at the Summit of the Americas, Panama City.
The full scope of the destruction hit home as residents of a small northern Illinois farming community tried to assess the damage and salvage what they could from Thursday's tornado. When Adam Davis saw a massive tornado approaching Fairdale, where his parents live, he rushed to the scene to rescue them.
I jumped in the truck and did 90 the whole way and caught up to it. It was the first tornado I've ever seen. I always wanted to see one.
Fairdale took a direct hit from the twister that measured a half mile wide. It destroyed much of the town. Activist Al Sharpton is expected to preach later today at a church in North Charleston, South Carolina, before attending a vigil for Walter Scott, the black motorist who was fatally shot by a white police officer. A minister told mourners at Scott's funeral on Saturday he was shot in the back by a racist cop. But South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn says the shooting is not a setback for race relations.
What I think this is a catalyst to get people to face up to the fact that we've got problems in this country, and we better stop pretending that we don't.
This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton is expected to announce later today in an online video that she's going to seek the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016. In the meantime, plans are being made on how to run another campaign for her.
A new Hillary Rodham Clinton presidential campaign may be different than the previous one. Her presumed campaign manager-in-waiting, Robert Mook, is telling top aides this one will value teamwork, diversity, principle, and humility. A memo presented to staffers said that the campaign is not about Hillary Clinton and not about us, but rather about everyday Americans. And it lists several guiding principles, including a vow to work together and respect each other. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Before flying back to Washington from Panama City, President Obama said Clinton would make a great president. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.